changeover we had was about $11-12 million. We got $3 million from the local bank and $8 million from the cocktail waitresses who work around outside. Now, they get back to the building, and at the moment, there ain't no place else to go. They've developed, I understand, some marvelous decor in the suites up there, and now Jack tells me they're going to have plaques put on some of the doors. For instance, the Danny Thomas suite, just to kind of glamorize it a little bit, Red Skelton suite. And the one for Dean, he decorated himself, is just gutter to gutter. There's no furniture in it. Just straight across the room. He likes it that way, folks. You see, Mr. Martin falls in the street a lot. You're not too sure, so don't get mixed up in it, folks. The question most asked of me is, does Dean Martin really drink? Well, I can attest to that fact. He's a drunk. He is an absolutely unqualified drunk. And if we ever develop an Olympic drinking team, he's going to be the coach. With Toots Shaw and Jackie Gleason involved and me bringing up the rear end. I would say roughly that Dean Martin has been stoned more often than the United States embassies. I'm not too sure whether you applauded for Dean or we should stone some more embassies. I don't know about this group here, you know. I'll tell you one thing about Dean Martin. When you go to his home in Beverly Hills for an evening's fun, he holds real steadfast to one rule. There's no drinking after dinner. Of course, you don't eat till 3:30 a.m., but there's no drinking after dinner. How the hell can you drink when you land flat on your back in the joint, you know? Then his mother-in-law, Peggy, picks you up and rolls you into the dining room. They also have a big dog who does that. And Dean is very, very wonderful about his family, particularly, let's say, you know, everybody makes jokes about their mother-in-law. Not Dean, he loves Peggy. He gave her for Christmas a two-story, six-bedroom house, but the sheriff keeps closing it down every Saturday. He walks up and closes it down. This guy just ain't broad-minded, that's all. And I picked the cast myself. And when we finished the first phase of the, which is damn near complete now, the second phase is redoing this Copa room here. Larger stage, more capacity. And Mr. Entrada, to show you the class of the thinking of this hotel, they're closing Golden Boy to bring Sammy Davis in here for 4 solid weeks just to clean. I saw Sammy's first television show. I'd like to make one comment on that show. There's a lot I can make, but I want to make one comment on this show. Sammy Davis wrote a book called Yes, I Can. And when I saw that show, I sent him a wire and said, no, you can't. Now, I guess that you folks have heard or read or have been told somewhere that recently I became 50 years old, and I'm here to tell you right now it's a dirty communist lie. Direct from Hanoi. It came right out of there. My body may be 50, but I'm 28. And I would further like to say that I'd be 22 if I haven't spent all those years drinking with Joey Lewis, who nearly wrecked me. Remember the words of Joey Lewis, who said, a friend in need is a pest. And you think about that when you go to bed and they'll break you up later on. And if you do think about that when you go to bed, you shouldn't be allowed to go to bed. However, folk, I'm a Sagittarian. I was born on December 12, 1915, and I was born a very skinny kid. Little kid, skinny. So skinny, my eyes were single file. Between those two and my belly button, my old man thought I was a clarinet. You see, Charlie, a clarinet, you put your finger on the holes like this, you see? Oh, gee. Where'd you come from, the Yellow Pages or Sears and Roebuck? And I was born in this tenement house in Hoboken, New Jersey, and it was a walk-up, 8 floors. And it was one of those places, No, they're going to have elevators in 1915. Otis wasn't even born yet, I think, when I had this house. And we never knew we were going to have any lights, any food, any heat of any type, mice running around. Funny part of it is my folks were very wealthy. They just hated me, that's all. They gave me the loyalty test immediately. And eventually I managed to fight my way through the qualms and traumas of life, and I got to grow up to be 16 or so. And I was about ready to get out of high school about a few months before. My father was called into the school by the principal for about the 700th time. And he said to my dad, "Here's the diploma, get him out." That's what he do say. Get him out. I must explain to you that when we walked out and stood on the steps of the high school, my father said to me, and I must first mention the fact that my father is a Rutgers graduate and he majored in English. And he said to me, "What the hell is the matter with you? What's the matter? You don't want to learn nothing?" He was great with English. He spoke beautifully. He also had an ear like this, a chungamir, see? That was my mother who gave him that from yelling at him all the time. So he said to me, see, he knew I wanted to get in show business, and he gave me the alternative, as all parents did in those days. You want to be a bum in show business, you want to get a real job. So I figured, well, what the heck, he's my dad, I love him, and I'll go along with his idea. So he got me a job. You know what a thrill it is to get a hernia for $62.50 a week, lifting crates of 600 pounds with another little guy with a hand truck? Well, he got me another job in a shipyard, Todd's Shipyards. And I was a rivet catcher in the hold of a ship. But the guy throwing him was a real jagad. He was a cockeye like this. He couldn't hit a bull in a fanny with a bag of rice, this bum. And I cleaned that up. Well, no sense in trying to explain it. It hurried my career into show business. I quit right away. Gave in my union button with the pea cap and the leather jacket, and I walked out right away. That's exactly what I had. And I packed my little straw case and went to New York, and that was it. I even bummed a ride on a ferry. And, you're not listening too well, folks. Anyway, I got together a quartet, see? And we were called the Hoboken Four. And in those days, there was a very big radio program on called Major Bowes, Major Edward Bowes. Now, Ted Mack today in television is a spinoff of the original radio show because he used to work for Bowes. And Bowes used to come on the air and he'd say, "The wheel of fortune spins round and round she goes. Where she stops, nobody knows." That was the dullest opening I ever heard on any radio show. Wait a minute now. He was a pompous bum with a bulbous nose. He used to drink Green River. He was a big drunk, this guy. I don't know if you ever heard of Green River, but it takes the paint off your deck if you got a boat. 59 cents a gallon, baby. Anyway, we were a big hit on the show, the Hoboken Four, and he kept bringing us back, but he had to change the name, obviously, because it was a legitimate amateur show, except it wasn't. So he brought us back as the Newark Nightingales, the Teaneck Teen Tones, the Secaucus Cockamamies. Touching name, isn't it? The Bayonne Bacalas was the one that killed me. Listen, I'll hold it up till you get back if you want, buddy. I'll kind of linger a little bit. The way you're walking, 8 to 5, you don't get there in time. He's walking sideways like this. Well, that was just a small summation of my career, which is very dull. And I must say, I had a marvelous time in this career of mine up till now. And I don't plan to stop either, by the way. I mean, having a marvelous time. Because, thank you. I must say seriously that what with the enthusiastic followings that have followed through the years, all the way up to now, the buying of records, the watching of television shows and seeing the movies, that's all important to me. And it's all gratifying to me as far as you are all concerned. Now, I'm not trying to get hokey about this, but it's true. That's what helps make it a good career. Now, I don't care where you go. That's the dullest speech you're ever going to hear the rest of your life.
And that's Frank Sinatra at the Sands in Las Vegas in 1966. One of the highlights of most of the concerts and whether it be in a venue like a casino or something huge like the Spectrum or Madison Square Garden, Frank always took time to make reference to the crowd and thank them. Well, we continue with more from Sinatra and Basie, and then and again right after this.
It's time to visit soundsofsinatra.com, the newly redesigned site for all things Sounds of Sinatra. See the expansive photo gallery of Frank Sinatra and Sid Mark, as well as a variety of stars from throughout the years. Check out the new release section for news on great new products from Frank Sinatra and other contemporary artists. And listen to Mr. Sinatra's tribute to Sid Mark.
And I speak of the wonderful Sid Mark, and his family are here this evening. I drink to you, Sidney.
For authentic Italian recipes, click on the Cento Fine Foods logo. You'll find great food products and a wonderful assortment of Italian recipes. Additional links on soundsofsinatra.com take you to several radio affiliates that stream the Sounds of Sinatra online, including our flagship station in Philadelphia. Soundsofsinatra.com was designed by Results Repeat. For website development, search engine optimization, pay-per-click, and social media management, visit resultsrepeat.com. Have the Results Repeat team translate your digital marketing needs into an action plan.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp now for free information on how to get started today. InventHelp provides invention services that help everyday inventors get started with their idea. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. Our services include professional materials needed to showcase your invention and 3D animation and prototype modeling that help you demonstrate your idea. Get down to the details of your idea with a technical drawing. The InventHelp databank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Take advantage of the opportunity to get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-353-7817. That's 1-800-353-7817. Again,
1-800-353-7817.
Jazzy. Sid Mark, the Sounds of Sinatra.
Love laughs at a king. Kings don't mean a thing on the street of dreams. Dreams broken in two can be made like new on the street of dreams. Gold, silver, and gold. All you can hold up there on a moonbeam. Poor, ain't nobody poor, long as love is sure, on the street of dreams. Rubies are long as love is sure. I think I hurt myself again. Thank you very much. That's by the late Victor Young. This is the part in the program where we sing a drunk song. Drunk songs are usually done in small bars and bistros in the wee hours of the morning. Usually talked or sung by a fellow who's got problems. Like his broad flew to coop with another guy and all the bread. So if you will assume the position of a bartender, it's the way these guys behave. It's 2:45. There's no one in the place except you and me. Set 'em up, Joe. I got a little story I think you should know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my baby and another one for the road. I know the routine. Put another quarter in the machine. I feel kind of bad. Can't you make the music easy and sad? I could tell you a lot, but it's not in a gentleman's code. Just make it one for my baby and one more for the road. You'd never know it, but buddy, I'm a kind of poet, and I got a lot of things I'd like to say. And if I'm gloomy, please listen to me till it's talked away. Well, that's how it goes. And Joe, I know you're getting anxious to close. Anyway, thanks for the cheer. I hope you didn't mind my band in your ear. But this torch that I found, it's gotta be drowned, or it's gonna explode. Make it one for my baby and another for the road. The lawn, it's damn long. It's so long.
That's Johnny Mercer and Harold Arlen. Now this man here is gonna take me by the hand, and he's gonna lead me down the right path to righteousness and all that other mother jazz in the right tempo.
Fly me to the moon. Let me swing among those stars. Let me see what spring is like on a Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song. Let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Because you are all I long for, all I worship and I adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, in other words, I love you.
Among the stars, let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand.
What's that?
In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I'm in love with you. Heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and do adore. In other words,
true.
That's Francis Albert and Antonio Carlos Jobim. The Sinatra Basie sides recorded in 1966 in Las Vegas, Nevada at the Sands, and then 28 years later for Duets 2, Sinatra and Jobim, and as it would turn out, Jobim's final recording. Well, let's move along. This is January 1983, arranged and conducted by Joe Parnello. A very beautiful salute to the ladies and gentlemen of the orchestra, but a beautiful ballad written by Teddy Randazzo called All the Way Home. Those two right after this.
No more outdated old bathroom. Get the bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day with Jacuzzi Bath Remodel. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary with a new shower, new bathtub, and new walls that are so easy to clean. Wake up every day in a spa-like bathroom that you'll love for years to come. Call 800-624-9769 now. Jacuzzi Bath Remodel. Everything you need for optimal bathing comfort. Call 800-624-9769. That's 800-624-9769. Right now, and get free installation with no interest and no payments for 12 months. Jacuzzi Bath Remodel, the brand you can trust. For a free in-home consultation, call 800-624-9769. That's 800-624-9769. Offer valid with purchase and install of complete bath or shower system from local dealer. Offers not available everywhere or combinable. Financing through third-party lenders subject to credit approval. Not all buyers will qualify. Call dealer for full details.
Feeling stressed? Got sore muscles? I've got just the solution for you. Hi, I'm Dan, and I'm the store manager at Johnson Pool & Spa, Sonoma County's backyard oasis experts since 1988. You haven't experienced stress relief until you've sunken into the perfect hot tub, and who better to offer you that experience than the brand who started it all back in 1956, Jacuzzi. On top of inventing a whole new industry, Jacuzzi's innovative smart tub system allows you to control your spa from anywhere with just your phone. Experience fitness recovery, lower blood pressure, better sleep, and more. Take a wet test, get a spa discount, and relax. Get a quote for Jacuzzi hot tubs, swim spas, patio furniture, fire pits, and custom pool design. We want to help you enhance your life with relaxation and fun. If you have any questions about your existing equipment, we also service and repair hot tubs and pools. Visit our Windsor and Larkfield showrooms today. Johnson Pool and Spa, your source for relaxation and fun. We can't wait to meet you.
Are you ready to explore the great outdoors? Before you enter tick habitat, remember to take these important precautions to stay tick-free.
First, apply repellent containing an EPA-registered active ingredient such as DEET, picaridin, or IR3535 to exposed skin. Always follow label directions.
Remember to wear light-colored clothing to make it easier to spot ticks. And whenever possible, wear long pants and long sleeves to make it more difficult for ticks to reach your skin.
While in tick habitat, stay on trails and avoid contact with nymph habitat such as leaf litter, logs, and tree trunks. Remember to periodically check for ticks on yourself and your furry friends.
After exiting tick habitat, tumble dry your clothes on high heat for 10 minutes to kill ticks.
Take a shower after coming indoors and carefully check for any ticks. If you find one attached, make sure to properly remove it immediately.
For more information about ticks and tick bite prevention, visit the Marin Sonoma Mosquito and Vector Control District's website at msmosquito.org.
KGZY.
Hello, this is Robert Wagner, and you're listening to the sounds of Sinatra with Sid Mark. And here's more great sounds from Frank and Sid.
Hear that music playing. Listen to what it's saying. Throughout the years, I've made a lot of friends. Many became famous, most of them go nameless, but I dedicate this song to all of them. I've sung with the best, and I've had it all.